Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Our guest here for this next segment is Gary Fike. He is the Raleigh County K-State Extension Director. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
I am doing well. Looking forward to the weekend and going over to Tulip Festival in Wamego. It looks like a fun event.
You know, I'm sorry to say I haven't been to that. I'm not very far away from that, and I need to go sometime. So I've heard it's a great event.
Yeah, that. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been here almost 3 years, and I've seen the tulips. I haven't been to the festivities, so looking forward to that. And
Well, I'm sure there'll be food there, and that's what I'd most be interested in.
Absolutely. Yeah, there'll be some good eats out there, no doubt. Well, what have you been up to lately? Anything exciting going on at the Extension office?
Well, you know, as we speak, just a little aside, Brandy Brun, our 4-H program assistant, is working on Bread in a Bag, teaching at Manhattan Catholic Schools via Zoom. So there's always something going on over here. John Job's getting ready for another garage sale to fund the Citizenship Washington Focus trip. Greg Eystone's been doing the gardening programs at the elementary schools in the county. So there's been a lot of things going on. We're about to wrap up the Vita season, and I think that's probably one of our most well-known programs, and it's been going great guns this year.
Yeah, and for those listeners who don't know, VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, and of course, April 15th is the normal tax deadline, which was yesterday, but the extension is on until May 17th this year, at least at the federal level, but that VITA program is coming to a close, as I understand.
Yes, we're winding down. Our number of appointments have just been, we've been really, really busy. But you can tell this past week, numbers are starting to drop off a little bit. And I don't know if that's because there's, people are still thinking they need to file by April 15th. Or my other theory is probably that a lot of our clients are expecting to get refunds. So they probably typically file a little earlier than some that are expecting maybe to have to pay in extra or settle a debt. So that's probably part of it. We'll still do them probably on a one-by-one appointment basis. You can still call the tax hotline and do that. But we've taken the button down off of our website. Probably easier for you to just call the extension office here at 537-6350 to talk to Sharon and maybe find an appointment. She'll pass it on to our coordinator and get an appointment made. But yeah, we've done, as of today, 622 federally accepted returns. So that's been huge. And the refund amount is staggering. So Brandon, I'm going to ask you to say, well, Gary, how much were the refunds?
All right, how much were the refunds?
They were $1.05 million this year.
Ooh, wow.
Unbelievable. 2 years ago, I think it was $847,000. Last year, even with a short season due to COVID, it was $950,000. But went over $1 million this year for the first time, and it's just amazing. And, of course, that's, as I continue to remind people, that's money that will be recirculated back through the economy when the money comes in. So that's really a good thing. People spend it, pay rent, maybe pay down some debt, do whatever, but it's all good for nearly everyone concerned.
Well, you know, paying off debt has been the name of the game, at least in our family. All this extra money we've had coming in from the federal government, paying off some debts, feels really good. I tell you what, I think I've cut my credit card debt in half, so that's been really nice.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, and I know that, a lot of folks probably share my sentiment here and want to do better financially here. And I see that there's a great program coming up here starting next week and going into May called Wallet Wisdom.
Yes, this is a brand new program, Brandon, that we're offering. It's going to be via Zoom. Anyone can join. It's going to be held on consecutive Thursdays beginning next Thursday, the 22nd of April, and lasting through the 27th of May. And it's going to be from noon to 1, and it's designed during that time period so people can maybe sit down, eat lunch, join in Zoom, and maybe learn a little bit more about finances. It's going to be taught by several different extension professionals, including myself. I'll be teaching one of the sessions, but there's a variety of topics that we're going to cover. The first one we're going to visit about financial checkup. It's a regular checkup of your financial health regarding debt, regarding home mortgages, savings, all those things, charting your progress, and we'll outline steps on how to achieve the financial goals that you might have. The second one is going to be about emotions and money, and this is one that I think is really critical because people's attitudes about money are so different, even within a, you know, a family between a husband and wife. Sometimes one's a spender, one's a saver. It's rare you'll find both savers or both spenders in the same deal. But that does happen. And so learning how to manage your money despite preconceived notions or your attitudes or emotions about that can affect your financial health.
Yeah, that's a big one there for sure. And we're all emotionally tied to our money. And, you know, then there's also opportunities here for you to make a plan for yourself here, how you're going to spend your money wisely.
Exactly. So we'll move into the next week of spending plans where you can track your expenses. We purposely don't call it a budget because people don't like the word budget. Budget means I can't spend anything, right? But that doesn't mean that at all. It's basically how are you going to spend the resources that you have and what different pockets does the money go into. You got to spend money for rent, for utilities, you've got to spend money for groceries, you've got to spend money for all these different things, but also a part of that, of course, is saving. And that will be the next week's program. That's the one I'll teach on May the 13th about increasing savings for emergencies, insurance deductibles, retirement, college for your children, those kinds of things. There's all kinds of way we can learn to increase our savings. And then probably the one that I really like the most, and I'm glad to hear that you guys have been working on it yourselves in your own household, is debt management. In our current economy, you know, debt can get way out of control, and you know, you need to learn ways that you can pay that down more quickly and try to get rid of that, or at least reduce it, so that you don't become a slave to having all of your income going to other people. Yeah, I owe, so off to work I go is the mantra of many of our folks, but we can handle it if we can gain control and figure out how to do this, then everybody will be better off.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Once you get down the path, it really feels good to start paying off those creditors, and you know, more power to anybody who can do it. Well, this is great. How do people sign up for this if they want to check this out?
So what I recommend is if you want to ask questions about the program, you know, about the topics we're going to cover and so forth, you can just call us at the extension office, but you can just go to our website at riley.k-state.edu. And if you just scroll down about the first story, it's got Walt Wisdom on there, and you just click that on, and that will take you immediately to a sign up. There's no obligation. You can sign up and then not attend. We really don't want people to do that, but you can do that. So there's no financial obligation to it. And then you get notices for each one of the meetings, Brandon, and you can attend all one, you know, two or three of the ones that interest you the most. So it's really pretty simple. It's really pretty straightforward. And we're thinking we're going to get a huge crowd for this. You know, within the first 3 days, we already had 100 people that have pre-registered for it, and there's no limit. So we've already got a couple of people from out of state as well. So, and the other thing is you can Google Wallet Wisdom KSU and you'll get a link there as well.
All right, very good. Well, that's exciting, and I think so important for a lot of folks to learn more about here. That we don't get taught enough of this even at the school level, financial wellness, and I know that's a big passion of yours.
It is. It's just, you know, nobody wants to struggle financially. Nobody. You know, that's no fun at all. My dad, I gave him a birthday card one time, and it had a picture of a tree on it with dollar bills hanging off of it. And inside, it doesn't say anything on the cover. On the inside, it says, "Your dad's worst nightmare." If money grows on trees. So it doesn't, and we know that. So there's a finite supply, unless you're printing your own money, which of course is illegal. So you want to try to get your own finances under control so you can live the way you want to and not have to worry about if the refrigerator goes out, if your car breaks down, if you have a medical emergency. Getting control of your finances really can help give you peace of mind and be able to sleep at night.
Good information here on a Friday morning. I might just ask you real quick, we're a couple months away from it, Gary, but plans for the Riley County Fair, how are they proceeding?
Well, I feel like I'm 99.99% sure everything's going to be like it used to be. Right now we're going to have a fair like we've always had a fair other than last year. And until somebody tells us differently that we can't do it with the number of cases going down and people getting vaccinated and stuff, I'm thinking we're going to open back up and have everything, like we would expect it to be. So we're expecting to move forward, move ahead, and have a regular fair. And I'm sure everybody will be ready for that to get out and go.
Absolutely. You just have to deal with a little construction, that's all, right around the Sequel Park. But
yes, that's a little troublesome, but, they've got to fix the road sometimes.
That's correct, yep. Well, Gary, always appreciate the updates, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, you too, Brandon. Thank you so much.